We them broke boys from the hood. We on them missions, understood. Won't catch us lacking, we that good. We always winning like we should. We flying high, we butterfly up to the sky. No way you catching us, goodbye. Pray to God we make it out alive. I'll never leave my dogs behind. We stick together like we signed. We shooting stars, one of a kind. We undefeated, just resigned.
Welcome back to another episode. Thank you guys for staying tuned and being a part of this journey. I do appreciate you guys, and I appreciate the milestones that we continue growing, we're going to continue making, and little by little, we're going to continue pushing forward. I know from the amazing feedback that I've been getting, the positive messages from each and every single one of you guys, like, I appreciate that. That really helps me out. That helps me feel good and believe that I'm doing a good thing, and I appreciate it. I know that the last episode that we did, I did with DJ and Kat, and we were able to dive deep into substance. I'm grateful for DJ to be in a part of it, to be able to open up and then talk about certain things that we weren't able to talk about, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that we were able to open ourselves up and dive into it. It's been a minute since I felt like, all right, I needed to get out that off my chest. I remember the day of we got into a phone call and just chopping it up because there was some drama that was going on that we were like, come on, bro. Like, we can't believe it. Like, we got to deal with this shit. And one thing led to another. And he was just like, you know what? I'm in it if you're in it. What's up? And I was just like, yeah, come on. Come through. Let's record. And I mean, we haven't seen each other in so long. And the good thing with the relationship that me and DJ have is that it seems like time hasn't left. You know, like, so much stuff has happened in his life and happened in mine, but we still feel like, oh, shit, man, like, I just saw you not that long ago. You know, it's one of those good friendships to have that you're just like, wow, like, we thought we needed to catch up, but it just felt like, hey, like, it's just, you're still the same person, and I'm glad to have you by my side, and I'm glad to, you know, have somebody that I can really trust and really acknowledge to be like, hey, bro, I got you. I'm riding for you, you know? And he is that friend. He is that friend to be like, hey, man, it's all good. Like, shit happens, but I'm there for you. And that's the truest form of friendship, and I really do appreciate that. And during the conversations that we had and we were able to open up before we got on the platform and started hitting record, was we just really opened up to each other and dealt with the issues that we were kind of just surface level shit that we talked about. But now it's just like, no, let's really talk about this and just update each other and talk. And it's just like, wow, like, holy shit, like, you really see the bigger picture and just sit there and we just, and it's just like, okay, bro, like, we able to let loose our cannons and relax, now let's hop back on, you know? And I'm grateful that he came and I was able to vent and he was able to vent and that we were able to acknowledge what's really going on. And yeah, no, I'm very appreciative of that. And I do want to say thank you to Kat and to DJ and to my bestie, Adi, for de-escalating the situation in my head and for de-escalating the problem and helping me, give me reassurance of like, no, get back in line, you know, get back in your lane, like, you're fine. Because that's the reality check that I need to be like, no, there's no point of getting distracted on small-minded people. And again, like, I do appreciate the other positive messages that I've gotten and I've received, and I've always loved the feedback. I've always loved that when people reach out and tell me like, hey man, we're with you, like, we hope you're good, and we hope that, you know, everything gets okay, and there is no more problem in the future. And you know what, I pray that there is no more problem either, because I just want the best for myself and my family and the future. That's it. I operate differently when I know what my goals are. I operate with a different mindset because I want to achieve things. I want to be able to grind this shit out. I know that it's tough and it's the middle of the week for many of you guys that are listening to this right now. And if you're not, like, hey, like, whatever day it is, I know it's kind of hard, you know. Every day is hard to wake up. Every day is hard to be like, fuck, here I go. Like, I got to get ready for work. And I get it. I understand. But you just got to remember, what's the point? Like, what's the purpose of you getting up and doing all this? Because, yeah, like, to pay bills and all that, that's, I mean, hey, everybody got to pay bills. But it's not the reason why you keep waking up and doing what you're doing. You have to have some type of routine or some type of outcome that you really want to do. If you really just wake up just to make a check and then go home and then figure yourself out, reevaluate yourself and try to figure something out that you're going to do, that you're passionate about and that you really love, that you really want to do. Because then at that point, then you're going to be happy. Then you're going to be satisfied of you achieving each and every single one of your goals. I had to reevaluate myself and rethink everything of what I wanted to do and what I wanted to do for the platform. And just little by little, I'm increasing my numbers. Little by little, I'm increasing my content creation. Little by little, I'm figuring everything out. And I'm proud of myself for figuring it out. And that's one thing that, you know what? Hey, if no one has said it, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for waking up today. I'm proud of you for going to work and figuring everything out. Hey, I know it's tough. I know it's hard. You just got to keep pushing. Got to keep going. And remember, what's the point? If it's your kids, that's your motivation. If it's your spouse, if it's your family, regardless of what's your motivation, keep it pushing. Keep it going. It's not easy. Life was never easy for anybody. But I know that if you put in so much work and you put in all your blood, sweat, and tears to one thing, it's going to work out. At the end of the day, you have to continue going. 90% of the work is to show up. The other 10% works itself out. So as long as you just show up and give it your all, then you're going to make it. It's okay. I understand that it's not easy to deal with certain jobs and certain aspects of life. Nothing is easy in life, whether your job is physically draining or emotionally draining. It's not easy to have to wake up and have to do all these things. But you have to sit there and resource yourself and tell yourself, like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing it? And take it from me for an example. Like, I use all that as a source to tell myself, like, no, I'm going to work not just because it's going to pay my bills. I'm going to work just because it's going to better my position for not only for me and my relationship, but for me and my family. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones that I'm taking care of. And they're the ones that I'm going to do everything I can to take care of. And you almost have to pick something that's going to be able to not punish you, because it's not the right word, but it's going to be able to hold you accountable for not doing the things you're supposed to be doing. So, like, for example, like, for me, it's like, yeah, I have Kat as a person that will hold me accountable for me not doing certain things. So, this would be an example. If I don't go to the gym or to work, I expect her to be like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you home? Why aren't you at the gym? Why? Like, I expect her to be like that because I need people to be holding me accountable for the things that I want to achieve and I want to do. Because then I'll be like, oh, I didn't feel like going to work. Or, you know what? I'm too tired for the gym. I don't feel. Nah. Find people that are going to hold you accountable and tell you, be like, get your ass to the gym. Get your ass to work. Like, do the things that you got to do. And then you're just sitting there and you're just like, nah, I don't want to do any of that. Because they might be the ones to be like, well, I thought you were trying to do everything to better your mom. I thought you were trying to do everything to better your dad. What happened to the nieces? I thought you were just trying to. And it's just like, that's the push that you need to be like, you know what? That's the little voice in my head that's pushing me to be like, hey, get your ass up. Let's go. Keep it going. It's not easy. Discipline is not easy. Routine is easy. because you fall into the routine of, well, I wake up every morning, have my drink of coffee, go to work, whatever, right? Whatever the routine might be that you have, that's easy to fall on because that's just repetition over and over again. Nothing changes. Discipline is different. Discipline is for you doing the things that you don't want to do. If you don't want to go to the gym, guess what? You should go to the gym. You need to change that mindset of like, no, I'm going, whether I'm tired or not, whether I'm not feeling it, regardless. You have to change that mindset of like, well, you know what? I got to discipline myself to get everything right, get everything situated. Don't cut yourself short. Don't cut corners. Keep pushing. At the end of the day, it's you versus you. You don't need anyone else's validation. Don't go seeking for it. Don't go for seeking for someone else's approval, someone else's. No, you're your own person. The only thing that should matter is what you do and what you want to do. Everyone else's opinions, everyone else's thoughts or any case of influence doesn't fucking matter. Toss that shit out the motherfucking door. It's a waste of time. Because not a lot of people will have that same mindset that you got. Not a lot of people will have the same ambition that you have. So if you really want to chase a dream or chase a goal that might be so outlandish and so like, why the fuck would you do that? And people question you, fuck it, let them question you. But you got to do what it is that you really want to do. If you want to be a filmmaker, if you want to be a celebrity, if you want to do whatever it is, start up your own YouTube channel, start up gaming, whatever it is, might be crazy. Just do it. Push yourself to that edge of doing it. It is hard. Trust me. I know. It ain't easy to sit there and be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to dedicate my time to doing this. Nah, it's more of like, well, fuck, should I do this? Why am I doing this? Because I want to, but it's the comfortability. It's the unknown that tricks you into not wanting to do what you want to do. Because, hey, I can do this for an example. Be like, oh, I want to be a content creator for the rest of my life. I'm going to quit my job and all this other stuff. But then it's just like, well, wait, if I quit my job, I won't have anything to pay my bills. And then I'm relying on this. Like, shit, I'm not going to quit my, you know, it's that. Because the comfortability is that we're used to having that routine of going to work, having a paycheck, having something to look forward to. When you ain't got nothing planned, no source of income, that's when it gets scary. I know. But I said this before, I'd rather bet all the money on myself than to bet it on something that isn't guaranteed. Because at the end of the day, you can hold yourself accountable for betting all the money that you got on yourself. So regardless of what challenges that you're going through right now, what things, whether it's the drama, whether it's personal stuff, whether it's your negative self-talk, I think you need to talk positive to yourself and tell yourself, hey, I'm going to make it out. I'm going to keep it pushing. I'm going to keep it going. I'm not going to sell myself short. You are all destined to do great things in this world, and you have to keep it pushing, keep moving forward, keep it going. Don't stop. Don't stop for nobody. Don't stop for anybody. Don't let other people hold you down. Focus on what you got. Focus on the people that you really want to be with and really want to succeed with. Focus on the people that you're going to bring up to the top. Focus on you. Focus on your mental health. Focus on what brings you happiness. Most importantly, be proud of how far you made it. Be proud of how much you fought to be here. Be proud of how much you sacrificed to be in the position that you're in. And even if you're just starting, keep it going. Be proud of yourself. You guys are all beautiful souls. You guys are all wonderful. We're all here for a reason, and we can't give up. We got to keep it going. At the end of the day, let the haters talk. Let everyone talk shit. Let them fuel the fire. Because at the end of the day, you got the guts. You got the guts to bet everything on yourself and continue going. So don't give up on yourself and be proud of who you are. Spread positive vibes and love to everybody around you. Take care of everybody and be there for everyone that needs it. We love you. Thank you guys for being here and being a part of this. I love you. Much love. Peace.